Thousands of Philadelphia hotel rooms that had been blocked off by FIFA for the World Cup are now back on the market again. WHYY's Tom McDonald reports.
FIFA initially blocked out 10,000 hotel rooms for the games in Philadelphia, rooms they reserved without having to pay a penalty for cancellation. Ed Gross of the Hotel Association says the World Cup governing body has now canceled its hold on 2,000 of those rooms.
While we were not excited about that, it's not the end of the world either. I mean, these are rooms that are going to be put back out in the marketplace and sold to, you know, fans who want to come to Philadelphia to watch some matches.
So if you know someone who had previously looked for a place to stay during the World Cup and couldn't find one, there is now availability in several downtown hotels. Tom McDonald, WHYY News.
The Pennsylvania Department of Environmental Protection says radioactive materials in fracking waste pose no risk to the public when it's sent to landfills. The state says it's been studying the issue since 2021 by measuring the amount of radium in wastewater from landfills around the Commonwealth. According to state authorities, all samples fell below standards set by the Nuclear Regulatory Commission for wastewater from nuclear sites. However, Nathaniel Warner of Penn State says the study doesn't address what happens when radium in the water in the waste gets into rivers and streams.
Could there be very little radioactivity entering the environment? Absolutely. But I don't think the state can say that based on the sampling that they did.
The state says it'll continue to study for one more year. Drizzly and gray skies outside on this Monday afternoon. Right now, 47 degrees in Center City with some misty, moist conditions out there. As we make our way through the rest of the day, temperatures are going to gently slide downward. We're looking at skies clearing out in the overnight hours. We might even see a little bit of sunshine before the day is out. Overnight, chilly. Temperatures drop down to about freezing in the pre-dawn hours, and tomorrow going to be cooler than today. However, sun is expected on Tuesday. High temperatures, though, only about 50 degrees.